Radio 1310, The Ticket. In about 10 minutes, we're going to visit with Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. We'll talk college football with the season cranking up this weekend. But it's time now for this week's Girl on TV. It's brought to us by Progressive Insurance. And once again, we invite you to go to theticket.com so you can play along. Go to the Dunham and Miller page. At the bottom of that page, there's a link to the girl on TV.
Oh, she's so good looking.
George, have you ever heard of the very foreign Ivana Vosilovic?
No.
Well, she is this week's featured girl on TV. She is one of the hosts of a show called Hotlines. Have you ever heard of that show?
I think so.
It's a reality TV show on HDNet.
Okay, I haven't heard of it.
So HDNet is something that you can only get if you have a high-definition television.
Right.
And so it's not a real popular show. By the way, when is every home going to have HDTV in it?
5 years.
5 years?
That's my prediction.
Do you have a high-performance,
high-definition
television?
I'm thinking about maybe doing that this winter. Maybe making the move to some HD.
Converting yours?
Yeah.
You know, I've been really interested in the plasma televisions and the high-definition plasma, but I was told to wait and that, like, the beginning of next year, the prices will drop dramatically.
Really?
Somebody gave me that tip. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I heard. But anyway, if you have HDTV, you can see the reality show Hotlines, which somebody described as a sexy survivor.
Huh.
A sexier survivor. And Ivana Vosilovic apparently prances around showing a lot of her private parts on this show.
Does Cuban produce all the shows on HDNet?
Yeah. Well, no, there's, they own a lot of rights to, like, old Hogan's Heroes, and they bought some movie rights and stuff like that, and they've converted them to HD.
But shows like this, does he produce those?
You know, I don't know whether they're now buying content or they're still producing all their own.
Hmm.
But I think I'm about to start up doing some more stuff for HDNet.
All right.
Okay, Gordo.
They're not bringing back the Cuban show, are they?
No, not the Cuban show. I'm going to be doing... See, the problem is a lot of these, sitcoms and everything are 22 minutes long because of commercials.
Uh-huh.
Well, HDNet doesn't have commercials. So I'm going to do a series of 8-minute pieces, I think, to fill that time. The 22 minutes make it into half an hour.
Gordo's Corners?
Yeah, basically just extended Gordo's Corners.
Cool.
So...
Interesting.
Okay, well,
she's hot.
Yeah, go to the Ticket website and you get a look at Ivana Vosilovic. And when you look photo of her, you can just see how nice it would be to put, your private parts somewhere close to hers, just in the vicinity of hers.
Sorry, ma'am.
And I think you can see that would be a lot of fun for you, the male human.
This poor woman entered the Kroger just as Junior said that, pushing her grocery cart.
All right, that's this week's girl on TV who's so good-looking we need to watch out for because she's so good-looking. And an update from a past girl on TV who wasn't really that good-looking, but we all watched her anyway. The recently passed on Julia Child, the French chef.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was a funny note about her in Sports Illustrated. She died at age 92, by the way. Lived a good long life. You know, she was a very big woman. She was 6'2".
Wow.
And she was apparently a basketball star in California. She grew up in Ross, California, went to Branson School. Listen to this note. The 6'2 center was dominant on the jump balls that followed every basket in the 1920s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, made basket, then you had to go to the jump.
Every basket.
Is that maddening or what?
Led to a jump ball.
Oh, my gosh.
What an unbelievably boring game.
Well, I bet she did dominate
at 6'2
back in the 1920s.
Said she also enjoyed swimming, hockey, and tennis while a student at Smith College.
The ball.
How did she grow up in this country in California with that accent?
I don't know.
I thought she was always straight from Great Britain or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to Julia Child, dead at the age of 92.
Oh,
and one other television note, have you ever seen the show the Ali G show on HBO.
I've tried to watch it. I think people really overrate that show. I have a hard time sticking with it. Bad Radio, they love it. They think it's genius. So does Corby.
I've seen it a couple times, and I think it's really, really funny.
Do you?
Yes.
All right, I guess I got to get another chance then.
What I can't figure out is whether, you know, he dresses up as these characters and he interviews these serious guests,
right?
Usually political figures. I can't figure out whether they've been tipped off as to what's going on or whether they're really kind of put out by the guy.
See, I think they have been tipped off. And that's why I don't think it's that great. Now, if they're not, it's great because you have the uncomfortable factor working there. But I don't know.
He was interviewing, I think it was John Glenn. Somebody told me about this. I didn't see this episode, but it sounded really funny. And he said, so, you know, space travel and all this, did we really, the whole moon thing, I mean, is that real?
Oh, no.
And I think it was John Glenn. He goes, well, yes, the moon is real. We know it's real. And he goes, yeah, but why don't we go to, like, why don't we go to the sun? When are we going to go to the sun? And he goes, well, we can't because it's a billion degrees. And Ali G goes, ah, but why don't we go at night? And he's real put out with his questioning, you know. So if the guest isn't set up, it's real genius.
Yeah. But they have to give him a little bit of a heads up that, hey, this guy's ridiculous. And
yeah, you would think. He had some, I can't remember the guy's name, Schultz. He was this consumer, not consumer watchdog, but he worked for Lyndon Johnson and Jimmy Carter.
I know nothing.
On their White House economics staff.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Real serious, straight-laced guy. So they're talking economics, and Ali G is dressed up in this red jumpsuit with this bling on. And he goes, I got an idea. This is how we eliminate all change. Okay? We have a 52-86 bill, or a $5.44 bill, or a $10.89 bill. That way, when you walk into the store and it's $48.33, you just pull out your $48.33 bill and you slap it down. And he goes, and Schultz goes, well, what if it's $48.44? What do you do? And he goes, well, then I just pay with the $48.44 bill. That way you have nothing but bills and it's all change. And he goes,
what,
well,
a whipping.
Schultz says, well, you're going to be walking around with thousands of bills in your pocket. It's just not practical.
So if I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, if he's really frustrating them, then it's great. If they're set up, then I've got some questions about it. But it's funny. His questions are funny.
All right, I'll look into it again, the Ali G Show on HBO. All right, it's 7:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We'll talk college football with Kurt Herbstreit next. We'll talk